The Pablo Center in Eau Claire, full pronunciation mark, even on a Friday. Jason Cans was just there for Anastasia last Saturday night, the Pablo Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Have you found yourself singing songs from that musical or what?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the songs well from that musical. I should start listening to them more than I do. But, no, it was really good. I think what I was most struck by were the costumes were amazing. The music was great, but the costuming was astounding. I was just struck again by that Zach Williams song coming out.
Yeah.
That final line again. My goodness. There's only love in the heart of God. Something amazing to think about.
He's got so many great songs. I mean, that just adds to, he did that duet with Dolly Parton. He's done Chain. I mean, just, so he's going to be, I mean, to see him live and Driver Dan, comes into our area, talked about he's going to be there. And Driver Dan tells me that some of the hotel space is starting to go for that time. So check that out if you're coming in from out of town for that.
Sure.
I posted something yesterday, which kind of calling out to you because I said you should make a t-shirt of it. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
Here's what it says. Life is just a series of obstacles preventing you from reading your book.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
You know, I have to do this thing every 5 days a week called work.
Yeah.
You know, and would love to use some of that time to read more than I do. I have lots of unread books and would like the time to get to them. And yet life continues moving along.
Yeah, so. It does. And, you know, I know for me, like, what can get in the way of it is a bad football game like the Denver-Indianapolis game last night. I know that doesn't get in your way too much, but, I mean, that was a waste of time. And it won by I only stuck with it the first half. And then sometimes, you know, other, like, listening choices of radio or podcasts. And then you get in bed and you're just so tired and, you know, boy, I wish I had more energy to read.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I still get I probably still read more than most people do. Uh-huh. But I would happily take more time to read.
So. Yeah. Well, I want us to get into Romans 7. There's other things on my mind, but we only got 5 minutes, so which we usually stretch. So let's start Romans 7, the scripture, and then I got letters to the beloved. Go ahead.
Sure. So it's verses 1 to 3 in Romans 7, and it says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, you who are familiar with the law, don't you know that the law applies only while a person is living? For example, when a woman marries, the law binds her to her husband as long as he is alive. But if he dies, the laws of marriage no longer apply to her. So while her husband is alive, she would be committing adultery if she married another man. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law and does not commit adultery when she remains or if she remarries."
All right, here's what you say in your devotional commentary on the entire New Testament, Romans 7, 1 through 3, letters to the beloved. Let me tell you something about the law. If you understand the legal system, this will perhaps make sense to you. Laws governing behavior, for example, the Old Testament law, only apply to living people. Once someone dies, the law holds no sway over them. In a marriage contract, when one spouse dies, the one who remains alive is no longer bound under a vow, but released from it. When married people become involved in a sexual affair with someone who is not their spouse, it is adultery. However, a widow is free to marry again without being considered an adulterer. This is kind of challenging because this is just kind of setting up, you know, what is to follow, but it's as far as we've got time for today.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, and you'll find that in Letters to the Beloved, is there are certain sections where it is a setup for what's coming next. And, you know, Romans 7 is an amazing chapter, and I'm excited to get to the rest of that, but I think you're right, it is kind of that setup. And just the reminder that we are dead to sin, and the law holds no sway over us.
We are, and yet, you know, so it is that was one of the other things on my mind today, is that dying to self, even as the leaves change color, there's a dying there, but a coming to life at the same time, right?
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, somebody's got a birthday today in the CCM world, and I just can't wait, so we're going to go to a song from him. How old do you think Michael W. Smith is today?
Let's go with 68.
Well, yeah, you kind of spoiled the party. He's 65. See, he has one of those Dick Clark boyish faces, and you were supposed to think he wasn't that old.
Well, you know, from the looks of him and certainly from his voice, one would not think so. He's rather ageless. But I was trying to go back and think, okay, I was in high school when he was, we did Friends, of course, at graduation. And so.
Yeah.
65, wow. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you Monday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Now, in the birthdays today, we talked about John Cougar Mellencamp turning 71. I don't know. Is he with Meg Ryan? That's the last I heard. I don't follow all the Hollywood stuff, but some of it I catch. So anyhow, John Cougar, I mean, his best-known song has got to be Jack and Diane, right? I mean, I think off American Fool back in the day. And so I guess I've always wanted to do this because I've thought about it and I've used it in a sermon before. I mean, we know about the sucking on the tasty freeze and eating a chili dog, etc. But then there's this line that pops up in Jack and Diane as the lyrics get going a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, that's true. That's true. There's no question it's true. And yet I've always wanted to say, in contrast to that, Stephen Curtis Chapman, More to This Life. Because I've read Ecclesiastes. I know it's in the Bible, and it's true. The best you can do is eat, drink, and enjoy your labor during the few days you have down here. But then there's Jesus, the perfect man who lived a spotless, blameless, pure, and holy life, died at 33, shed his innocent blood, and rose from the dead.
I watched in silence as people passed me by, and I strained to see if there was something hidden in their eyes. But they all look back at me as if to say, life just goes on. The old familiar story, told in different ways. Make the most of your own journey, from the cradle to the grave. And dream your dreams tomorrow, because today life must go on.
Well, we've been connecting with Colton Dixon and sharing a little bit about that since even last Friday. And more of that we unpack this morning ahead of another tune from him. I picked up the interview by further discussing Build a Boat.
I think we play sometimes the story, your story behind the song. And you mentioned Noah. And the thing is, I can so wish, I never even saw the movie, but there were so many bad reviews on the Russell Crowe movie about Noah that I just didn't even see it. That's kind of too bad, you know?
I know. Good for you. There were like a couple moments that were kind of beautiful. Like the depiction of creation was really beautiful. But yeah, I was pretty disappointed. I had high hopes for that. I'm a big Gladiator fan. So
right.
I heard that Russell Crowe was going to be portraying Noah and had high hopes and was very let down.
Yeah, I got to say, he's great in Les Mis, too. That was excellent, too. So.
He is great in Les Mis. Not really my type of movie, but was blown away.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting. Not your type of movie because it was a musical? Or, I mean, that would be surprising if that was the case.
It's not just musical. I didn't realize that there was not a spoken word in the entire movie. You know, I don't mind musicals, but when the whole thing is sung, it was more, my expectations weren't correct. Mm-hmm. Had I known going in, I might have enjoyed it even more.
It took me a long
time. My wife and I were like, are they really going to sing every word in this movie? And they did. The entire 2.5 hours. Yeah.
That's interesting because you're a singer. I mean, people would maybe think, you know, oh, I bet he's just all about musical. But yeah, I hear what you're saying with that. So,
Greatest Showman, different story.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Give me Greatest Showman all day, every day. So good.
I talked to Colton and asked him how he met his wife, Annie.
Yeah, we met out on the West Coast. I was out there rehearsing for the American Idol tour that happens after the TV show. And her and her folks were out there looking for a new house. She grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they were looking for a change of scenery. And so we met actually at a show non-related to either of us. My wife helped out at a on a worship team at a church out on the West Coast. And when we met, I thought she was just absolutely stunning. My wife is drop-dead gorgeous. Just, I married way up, fellas. We started talking and kind of asked her, you know, what she did, what she wanted to do. And she said she wanted to do something with worship music, something in ministry, and she wanted to travel. And I thought, wow, that's what I do. It's kind of amazing, you know, checking off all the boxes there.
Yeah.
It's like God handed her over on a silver platter. And so we exchanged information and felt so strong that I wasn't supposed to date during that touring season. It just wouldn't have been fair to either one of us. It required so much of my attention during that season. But the night we got done with the tour, I had a layover in Los Angeles, and we went out. It was so late. Like, we went out at like 10 at night, but we had milkshakes at Mel's Diner, classic diner in L.A., and then walked the beach and talked for hours.
Mm.
And it was just a perfect evening. And I just knew that this was a really special girl. And we made it official maybe a couple weeks, a month later, and dated for 3 to 4 years, and then finally got married, long distance the whole time. But yeah, we've been married. It'll be 7 years in January. It's crazy.
That is crazy. And of course, we heard some of that last Friday and Monday as we were talking about first dates here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And finally, at least for today, this was Colton's reaction to my saying, it sounds like he had the perfect first date.
Man, it was magical. The only way it would have been even better had it been at sunset, walking on the beach.
Yeah, fantastic. Talking to Colton Dixon here on WWIB and WIB.com. So you and Annie have two girls together. Tell us about Ava and Athens.
Yeah, we had twins during the pandemic, which some people were like, oh my gosh, that sounds crazy. How did you do that? It actually was a blessing in disguise having kids during the pandemic. We had an excuse. We got to blame the hospital when other people weren't allowed at the hospital. So it was a very intimate time for my wife and I, but that was really nice. And getting to be home was honestly the biggest blessing of all. I would have been on the road touring and wouldn't have been home as much. So getting to be with her during the pregnancy and home during the girls' first, you know, several months of their life consistently, you know, without a break, was just amazing. Learned a lot during that season, and it's time you'll never get back. So, man, being a dad is crazy. It's a whole new, feels like a whole new book, let alone chapter. And we're loving it, man. We absolutely love being girl parents. Mm. They're the sweetest.
And so what's their actual birthday?
It is August 18th of 2020.
That was...
So they just turned two about a month ago. And it's so funny, their birthday is the 18th of August, mine is the 19th of October, and my wife's is the 20th of November. So it's 18, 19, 20, easy to remember.
Wow, yeah, that is interesting. Right in the heart of the pandemic too there, wow.
Yeah, man, it was, we were home a lot, but, you know, it was a fun, her parents came in and stayed with us for about the first month, which, hallelujah, thank you for in-laws. They helped us a lot. We were in survival mode there. I don't know how we would have done it without them. But, yeah, it was actually just a really beautiful season for our family. We're really, we hate what was going on in the world, obviously, but we were thankful to have that time with the family.
Colton Dixon will unpack more of it next week. Close it out maybe Tuesday or so here at WWIB. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning. And parenting is a huge challenge. And we've got some fun to be had here on this Friday because there's a dad, maybe a stay-at-home dad, I'm not sure, but any talented dad here on TikTok, and he's posted kind of what he tells his kids and then also gives us an idea of what they seem to be hearing from him.
Yes. So should we dive right in?
Yeah.
For example, this is what he tells them.
Hey, can you wash your hands, get ready for dinner?
And this is what they hear.
Hey, can you get your hands wet really quick and be prepared to be disappointed about what you have to eat?
Oh, man. So you get a little taste of that. Yeah, that's number one. All right.
We work through six of these. So
number two, what he tells them.
Hey, can you bring your laundry down and get a load going?
Yeah, that seems fair enough. And then what do the kids actually hear?
Hey, can you bring your laundry bag downstairs, trickling clothes along the way, and then just leave it in front of the washer and walk away?
And some of these, you can tell maybe what age children he has as well, just from the way he goes about this.
All right, now here's number three.
Hey, man, it's getting pretty cold out. You're probably going to want to put a sweater on.
And what they hear?
Hey, it's getting pretty cold out, so can you go upstairs and put on a really thin, long-sleeve shirt and try to convince me it's a sweater?
Junior high.
Well, I see stronger elements of that. Instead, the child shows up outside without a winter coat. It's like, hello?
Well, I mean, and all of you, especially, I'm just going to say, all of you boy moms, too, where you cannot figure out why they want to wear shorts in February.
Yeah, right.
It's just, what?
We're getting toward that time now.
We're here with you. Again, what dad says and what they hear.
Okay, the bus is going to be here soon, so I need you to go upstairs and brush your teeth as quickly as possible. Get back downstairs.
All right, that seems simple enough,
yeah.
Right?
What they hear.
Hey, the bus is going to be here soon. I'd rather you be late, so can you go upstairs into the bathroom and stare at yourself in the mirror for a little while? Thanks.
You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. We've got two more
I like
of these.
These are my two favorite.
All right, so again, what the parent says, what the child hears.
Hey, it's getting late. Can you shut the computer down and get ready for bed?
Simple enough. Getting ready. It's late at night. Shut that computer down. What do they hear?
Hey, it's getting late. Can you find 5 things to do really quick on your computer before getting off so it aggravates me?
That's more right. What happens.
And one more, the last one. All right, so what dad says.
Hey, can you finish that up? I need you to go upstairs and clean your room.
All right.
Boy, I'm afraid what they hear.
Here's what they hear.
Hey, it looks like you're enjoying that, and I want to ruin that for you as much as possible. On top of that, I'm going to throw in some slave labor, so I need you to go upstairs and take care of something that is not your responsibility at all, because I'm so mean.
All in good fun. What dad says and what they hear. Some pretty clever content there on TikTok.
The challenges of parenting with some humor.
We're with you, parents. Again, hold strong and keep it tuned right here to WWIB, where we are family. It's 7:49. We're up to 35 degrees, some gorgeous sunshine, and it's time for our Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show, where we get you caught up because of your busy lives. No way you can keep up with everything that's going on. News, sports, politics, pop culture. You want to be informed, but you want it in bite-sized pieces. You want it in condensed form. We bring that to you every Friday right around this time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Recently, Caleb, Apple unveiled some new iPhones and a new version of its watch called Ultra.
Yeah, the watch is cool. It tells time, it tracks your location, it monitors your health, and most importantly, it warns you when you need to put that dirty dish in the dishwasher and not just leave it in the sink.
All but make your breakfast.
A survey says that Americans will spend record amounts on Halloween this year.
Yeah, the number one scary costume this year is Inflation Man.
That is super scary.
Mm-hmm. A thief in Brazil had to run for his life after he tried to rob an academy full of jiu-jitsu students.
And that's why it's important to stay in school and learn how to read.
What was that guy thinking?
Meanwhile, Apple Music is the new Super Bowl halftime sponsor.
How is it not Pepto-Bismol?
Seems more fitting, right?
This is Get Organized Week.
I was planning to participate as soon as I find my checklist.
Isn't that the way?
Researchers think we'll one day take a pill that can replace working out.
Awesome. Can I crush it up and sprinkle it on my Egg McMuffin?
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And finally, it's October, and a horror film is number one at the box office.
It's the scary story of a dude in a button-down shirt going through store aisles, raising prices 8.9%. It's called Inflation on Elm Street.
No!
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
The best of the week on WWIB. Caleb, you were away on Monday. Dawson and I were together. And been good to be with you these last 4 days. We've culled down the whole week to 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Here we go. I challenge you to a joke off, Dawson. You want to go first or second?
Hey, you challenged me. That means you got to go first. That's the joke off rules.
I'm going to set it high here right away.
Oh, boy.
The teacher said, can you use the word gruesome in a sentence? And Johnny said, yes, ma'am. I used to be shorter than I grew some. Come on,
man. That's not bad. That's pretty solid. All right, joke off. Gotta break out my best material. My landlord yelled at me today because my heating bill is insanely high and he's going to have to come over and discuss a solution. I told him, fine, my door is always open.
I like it.
So, Laurie and I met in Wuhan, China.
In Wuhan. I mean, the place of the...
Yeah.
The famous virus, yes.
We were infected by love
yes.
before the virus.
Pumpkin pie first came about when the settlers removed the top from a pumpkin, took out the seeds, and filled it up with milk, spices, and honey. The pumpkin was then baked in hot ashes, and the resulting pumpkin pudding was eaten. It is not known whether they learned this technique from the Native Americans. The pudding probably tasted a lot like the pumpkin pie filling we know today.
But my question is, when did they start putting the whipped cream
on it? That's what I was just going to say, too.
This is the one that bothers me.
It does bother you.
Go ahead.
Is pineapple on pizza good?
Yes.
Trying to settle this.
Yes, it's really good.
62% of respondents, survey respondents, say, no, it's not. And I think we would both disagree. You more strongly. Yes. I would say, it's not bad. It's not bad. Like, I'll eat it if it's given to me. But you say, actually, absolutely.
It's really good. I've got 60 seconds on the clock. So, Colton Dixon, are you ready? Colton, what's your favorite ice cream?
Cotton candy with pecans.
Hmm. Which do you prefer, 20 below or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid all day.
Dogs or cats?
Dog.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
It absolutely has earned a place next to jalapenos on pizza.
I agree with you on the first part. Your favorite board game?
Wahoo.
Hmm. Interesting. Best subject in school for you?
Lunch.
Yep. This is one that kind of irked you. Is cereal a soup?
What? Who even asks that?
So 78% say no, it's not
but
a soup.
But that means 22% of people think cereal is a soup. What are you having for dinner tonight? Oh, Lucky Charms soup. Some frosted flakes.
I know.
Cream of frosted flakes.
It is not a soup.
It's not.
What's the difference between a cat and a comma?
What?
A cat has claws at the end of its paws. A comma is a pause at the end of a clause.
Wow, I love grammar humor.
Yeah.
Partner Pledge Day.
Yes, hi, this is Doug from Sand Creek. I forgot to add a pig on the animal sounds. That's awful. But I would also like to pledge $103 of money to a very good station that I enjoy listening to all the time. Keep up the good work. Love you guys. Bye.
You just never know what's going to be in there. 3 minutes, that's a lot packed in.
That was a lot of fun.
The best of the week. Howell puts it together every single Friday for us. It's a steadfast standby here on the Wib Wake Up Show.